Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco, and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. We're also brought to you by Rita's of Hayward, serving Italian ice and frozen custard. Today, our regular guest, John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle, joins us in part two of our conversation. John, for part two of our podcast, let's go outside of the Giants realm and talk a little bit about their main competitor, the Dodgers, who, as we speak, are leading the Giants by three games in the National League West, and they're getting some pretty good news. I mean, Clayton Kershaw's coming back. He is slated to start on Friday for L.A., and that means he would have a couple of starts against the Giants here down the stretch. And Yasiel Puig, we wondered if they would just, you know, trade him, figure out something there where he wouldn't be a part of the team anymore. But yet, they called him up, and he is making an impact already. He hit a home run. So, I mean, I guess maybe everything's mended there. All the issues that they had with him, maybe they're gone. I don't know. But what do you see just from afar looking at L.A. and knowing that there are some big games coming up with the Dodgers later this month, and things seem to be looking up for them?
Well, the Giants can't be too happy that Kershaw is coming back and that Puig is back, and maybe it's a new and improved Puig, not a Puig that he'll bring down the clubhouse and tick off teammates and show up late and right. You know, just do all the things he did, which earned him, you know, a spot with the AAA team for the last month. So it's a situation that's great for the Dodgers. You know, Puig with the 3-run bomb, and it's with him, it's about all the things that he wasn't doing, you know, he's committed to doing now. We'll see if that's true, but, you know, hitting the cutoff man, backing up guys, showing up on time, hustling to first base, basically being accountable, being a good teammate. And, you know, teammates didn't like his behavior last time. The manager didn't like his behavior last time, and they tried to trade him, and they couldn't get it done. They sent him down. I mean, he did everything they asked him to do. He hit 350 there. He obeyed the manager. He did what he was supposed to do. And then before they came back, you know, the front office asked some veteran players, hey, you want this guy back? And they said, yeah, we'll take him. But I think they met with him before he suited up the first time. They said, hey, you got to be different. You got to change. You got to pennant race. This is important. We got to win this division. You got to help us. We need you, but we don't need the old you. So that's made a difference. And, you know, the Dodgers, as we all know, do not hit lefties well. And he has hit lefties well. You know, that's why the Giants got Matt Moore, by the way, to face the Dodgers three times. You know, he came a bloop single from a no-hitter
right
a week or two ago. So he'll face him a couple of more times. And it's the Dodgers that maybe the Giants and their fan base feared, Kershaw and Puig. Well, they didn't have them, and they played their best baseball without them. I think they were 34-24 without Kershaw. I mean, that was ridiculous. I mean, they used all kinds of starters that some of them you didn't even know existed anymore. And I think in the last seven games, they've used seven starters. So it's continuing. But they overcome that. And now we're going to see Kershaw pretty soon, too.
More with John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle right after this.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family, and they offer a nationwide warranty backed by the strength of the Goodyear Tire and Service Network. And unlike watching close Giants games, going to Toscalito equals a stress-free life. No torture at Toscalito Tire and Automotive with 4 Marin locations, plus the Marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
How much does it affect Kershaw, you think? And just from your experience seeing the pitcher-catcher relationship, that he doesn't have A.J. Ellis. I know they were emotional about it. I heard that they cried after he was traded to the Phillies. You know, they get Carlos Ruiz for Kershaw when he comes back. It is going to be different. You know, he's not going to have his guy. I mean, and through baseball history, you know, you've seen where there is that comfort level. Remember when Steve Carlton, you know, he had Tim McCarver as basically like his personal catcher. And you know, you've seen that in other instances. The Braves, Greg Maddux, right, had his personal catcher. How do you think that will sit with Kershaw when he comes back?
Yeah, I think the modern-day front office isn't what it used to be. Maybe in previous eras, they cared more about chemistry. I mean, maybe in a previous era, the A's wouldn't have traded Cespedes. Right. Maybe in a previous era, the Giants wouldn't have traded Duffy. Because those two guys were, you know, front-and-center guys in terms of how that chemistry in the clubhouse operated. Well, same with A.J. Ellis. And we're in this new era where sometimes numbers are important than get-togethers or camaraderie or any of that other stuff. And, yeah, he's your best pitcher's caddy. He's your best pitcher's personal catcher. But now he's gone. Carlos Ruiz probably cost him a couple games. I mean, the day of the trade is when they almost got no hit. And then after that, Ruiz with the pass ball that, you know, they lose again. But it's a matter of, well, we don't hit lefties well. We've got to do what we can to hit lefties a little better. And, I mean, maybe it was a short-term bummer for that team. But in the long term, you know, Kershaw really probably doesn't care who he's throwing to. He's going to be good regardless. But hey, you know what? Henry Schulman did the math here, and it looks like Kershaw might be facing the Giants, because if all goes according to schedule and the rotations line up and don't change, Kershaw pitches Friday in Miami. And if you look at the schedule down the road, it looks like he'll face the Giants on the 19th and the 30th.
Great.
And Mr. Bumgarner is also scheduled to go the 19th and the 30th. So that could be pretty dramatic stuff.
Really could be. You know what else? I mean, you start thinking ahead a little bit because the Dodgers are pulling away a little. I mean, just because the Giants aren't playing well, and they could still catch them. But if they don't, then you start thinking ahead, okay, you got a wild card game, and if you get the home field in the wild card game, that'd be great, and you have Bumgarner, maybe you win that. But then you got to play the Cubs. And to me, it's so much more of who the opponent is rather than even the wild card. I mean, the one game, yeah, it's taxing, but if you can win that, you get into that division series anyway, but it's more about you don't want to play the Cubs. You know, you're going to play the Nationals. It seems like it's just so much easier. Is that maybe part of the motivation here?
Well, you know, players truly exist for the day. You know, they rarely look ahead. Sometimes they don't know who's pitching tomorrow because they're so focused on today. I mean, managers and coaches look ahead. They don't say they do, but they do. In the case of the Giants, it's always been division or bust, but Bumgarner was saying something the other day after the Giants only win in the series in Chicago. You know, just getting there, everything changes. Just get there. He cited 2014 when the Giants weren't really in any better shape than they are now. It was a team that went into the playoffs as a wild card. Of course, they shut out Pittsburgh 9-0 thanks to Bumgarner and a grand slam by Crawford, and then ran through three teams in the postseason.
Right.
I mean, you know, Hunter Pence was saying the other day that, you know, he looked at the Cubs and the momentum they had, and, you know, bloops would fall in and they'd win, and the Giants would hit 7 or 8 line drives right to guys and they would lose. And he said, you know what? The Cubs are playing like the Giants have played, especially in September and October. The Giants usually get those breaks. The Giants usually get an E4 by the other team, or an injury to important player on the other team, and you know, ground balls find holes for the Giants. Pop ups find holes for the Giants in October, and he said, you know, that's when you're in the when you're on that run like the Cubs are on right now, it was interesting. He said, you know, that's how we, you know, he talked present tense, but he really meant past tense. That's not how they won it in the postseason. They always do just enough. They get just enough pitching, just enough defense, just enough hitting to get by their opponent, in some cases superior opponent. But, you know, till that happens with the Giants, it's not something they can count on, because they're playing you know, inferior ball since the All-Star break. They still haven't won three in a row since then. So it's you know, and it kind of humored me that media members were saying the Cubs and Giants were a playoff preview. I said, whoa, the Cubs are going to the playoffs. The Giants, I mean,
not yet.
Really? Are they going to the playoffs? Can you say this is a playoff preview when they're three games behind the Dodgers and losing ground in the wild card race and playing like they're not going to get any better? I mean, they gave the Giants a lot of credit that I wasn't willing to do. But, you know, obviously the players would love to play the Cubs in the postseason, because it would mean they'd be in the postseason.
We'll continue the conversation with John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle in just a moment. If the hot summer has you thinking of ways to cool down, we have the best way to do it. How about a cool, refreshing dessert from Rita's Italian Ice of Hayward? Over 70 flavors of Italian ice to choose from, and 8 flavors of their award-winning frozen custard. The combinations are endless. Made fresh daily on site, many of Rita's Italian ices include fresh fruit. Plus, they have frozen custard, custard cookie sandwiches, and custom frozen custard cakes. And Rita's of Hayward offers catering for all types of events. Mention the sports virus, and you will receive 1 free regular size Italian ice with a purchase. Rita's Italian Ice of Hayward, celebrating their first year at 26775 Hayward Boulevard. Cool off today. Well, you know, what you said about the line drives not falling, I really have been thinking about that a lot since I had Joe Panic on the podcast, because he had mentioned that, you know, if you hit a line drive and it's caught, you did your job. But he also mentioned that he's more emotional than people think, you know, that he does have emotion in the game, and he's a very emotional person. And I also talked to Steve Decker, who is one of the Giants hitting coaches, and he talked about the line drive issue. And he said, you know, it's different for every guy, because he said when he was playing, when he hit a line drive right at somebody, he couldn't have been more upset. I mean, he'd go crazy about it. So I think it's tough, that mental part of it, John. I mean, you're hitting line drives. Yeah, you could say, oh, yeah, I did my job. But human nature is that I think most people, they're not going to just be okay with that, especially when you're losing. And when you're losing close games, how do you think the Giants just as a whole are handling it, or even the individuals? Because, you know, it is getting frustrating when you hit your one on the nose and it's not falling in and you're not winning. All that kind of adds up.
Yeah, they're not handling it well, because they're not bouncing back from being in a hole. They're not digging themselves out. It's funny you bring that subject up, because I spoke with Brandon Crawford about the mentality of hitting. You know, this is right after the game. He hit, you know, 2 line drives that could have been doubles, 1 to 3rd, 1 to 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, beautiful plays. You know, couldn't hit it any harder, but he's 0-for-2. And the only hit he got was like a 17 bouncer into the outfield, and he got a hustle double out of it. And I said, this game is so crazy. When you leave a game like this, are you ticked off, frustrated? Hey, I'm not hitting because I hit the ball harder than I, you know, could have hit it, and it wound up in gloves. He said, no, I looked the fact I got a hit. He said, the only time I care about balls hit hard that, you know, should fall is spring training. That's when I'm trying to hit line drive. That's when I'm trying to, you know, get the feeling going that I you know, I'm invincible. But once the season starts, I don't care if every hit is a bloop single or a slow roller, you know, through the infield. He said, all that matters is I get a hit. But anyway, that same game was the game that Eduardo Nunez, you know, it was late in the game, Giants down a couple, Pence hits a home run, Crawford follows with that ground ball double. They're 2 outs, and Nunez just rockets a ball to third base for the 3rd out. So he throws down his glove. He throws down his helmet. He kicks his helmet it looks like the umpire just made a bad call for strike three, but no, I mean, it's really the most emotion anyone showed on the Giants this year. And it was because of a failure, you know, failed to get the ball in a hole, no matter how hard he hit it. And then, you know, I asked Crawford after the game, I said, hey, can you relate to that? Because you hit a couple line drives on the screws that were caught. He said, well, you know what? I do things a little bit more subtle, a little more quiet, a little behind closed doors than he does. And then he kind of suggested that he also had a broken helmet. You know, his bat might have been torn up. So a lot of concrete walls in Wrigley Field, he reminded us. So it is frustrating. It's frustrating, but you know, they got to remain optimistic because Coors Field and Chase Field are in their future, and those are hitters' parks, and there's still time to, you know, they're going to play some other teams like the Padres, and they're going to play some, you know, inferior teams, and they're not going to be playing the Cubs the rest of the season, and that's quite a. It was quite a dynamic pitching rotation they faced, and the Cubs as well. The Cubs did not hit a home run in that series. Giants had two, both by Pence. So it all four one-run games, I mean, it was pretty grueling stuff. And, you know, the Giants might be thankful that they could be heading a mile high where the ball flies a little bit better.
Back with John Shea right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
It depends on the person, you know, just your personality. I don't know if it fires up the team more if a guy gets upset. Steve Decker actually related a funny story about Will Clark. He said that he'd hit a line drive in batting practice if somebody caught it. He'd yell at the guy, I mean, his own teammate, because he doesn't want any line drives being caught at any time, even in batting practice. So I guess it just depends on the personality. I mean, whether or not you're going to get upset. Every once in a while, we see Buster Posey get upset, and it doesn't really affect everybody on the team that he normally doesn't do that. I don't think that's his style. I saw him jump up and down because he wanted a strike call the other day, and that was so mm-hmm. unusual for him. I mean, that's mm-hmm. when you know he's really, really frustrated with something.
And Posey threw a bat about 30 yards late in the game Sunday. He grounded sharply to shortstop right at the guy, and, you know, his follow-through, and he's holding the bat and just fires it over toward the Giants dugout. And I don't know if that was captured on TV, but it went a long way. And the frustration angle is hitting everybody on this team. But, you know, talking about pop-ups and Will Clark and Posey and everything, it reminds me of a story of, you know, speaking with Clark a few years ago after Posey came up. And I was noting, I said, Will, you know, this guy gets a lot of hits in a lot of ways. He uses the whole field. And a lot of pop-ups tend to fall. You know, this is when he was really on hot streaks. And I said, you know, kind of like you did, you know, because Will went to the opposite field, and he'd have this monster swing, and then it would be a little blooper over second base.
Right.
And I said, yeah, you know, and then he kind of gave me that Neusler look, right? And he said, what's wrong with that, you know, in a voice three or four octaves higher. And he said, well, you know, you want those pop-ups. So, you earn those pop-ups because you met up with a fastball that others might not have met up with, and you had enough power to get it over the infield, and you should reward yourself. You don't call it a cheapie. You know, you don't do anything like that. You'll take it. That's a base hit. That's as good as any line drive I ever did. So I said, okay. And so he kind of commended Buster by saying that, you know, these bloop hits that he might have had, I mean, you know, this was years ago, you know, Buster would die for a bloop hit right now, is a good thing. It's a sign of a good hitter. And, you know, Clark was, and Posey is. And, you know, I always kind of compared those two as, you know, kind of similar batters. One's lefty, one's righty, of course. But anyway, Just reminiscing.
Well, I guess my point, too, is I don't know if it fires up a team anymore if Posey throws as bad as opposed to his normal stoic behavior. You know, I look at Will Smith. I thought he was going to get thrown out of the game, even though, you know, he was done anyway, right? He's just yelling at the umpire. That's the end of his outing, and it doesn't matter if he gets thrown out other than a fine. But he's just yelling at the umpire. Does that fire people up? I don't know if it does.
I can't figure out this team yet. I can't figure out the clubhouse. I don't know how if that would motivate them or not. I mean, you know, the nucleus changes quite a bit. You know, they don't have Duffy. You know, Cueto's first year, Moore's first year.
Samardzija.
Stan's first year. Samardzija's first year. So it's a whole new look. There's some key players that weren't around 2 years ago when they won it all. And if you remember this, you know, the Giants hardly changed from 10 to 12, and in some ways from 12 to 14. But, you know, maybe this team is trying to figure itself out. And, you know, I'm sure they still have a run in them. I'm sure, you know, they could pull it out, because if you look at every player, you say, man, he's done it at this level. He's done it, you know, at a high level. And that goes throughout the outfield and throughout the infield. And, you know, throughout the rotation, obviously, and the big question is, you know, will the bullpen step up? So that's a lot of things to figure out. You know, with the Dodgers kind of loading up with Puig and Kershaw, and the Giants, you know, weighing wild card versus division. And it's going to be fun the rest of the way. And the best thing is these two teams are going to play each other six times, including the three in San Francisco to end it.
It's going to go right down to the wire. Well, John, thanks so much for the time. Look forward to seeing you at the ballpark during the next homestand.
Hit the ballpark, Joe. Thanks.
That's John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle. Join us again on Friday. The Giants are traveling to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks, and we'll have a special guest on Friday. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com.